Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Today, as we continue on, we've got a lot to get to. More of the cut sheet in just a moment. We've got our morning mystery movie clip that will be actually kicked to the curb today because we will play today and tomorrow big game trivia.
So how are we going to do this? We're going to get somebody on the line. You're going to leave the studio.
So you want to put me in the soundproof hyperbaric chamber is what they do.
What they did at Miss America pageant.
Yeah, so I can't hear anything.
Yeah. Or do you want to go, like, you
head
know.
Head-to-head, alternate on the air?
Yeah.
That's up to you. Whatever you think comes off is better. I'll go down to the bathroom for 10 minutes, whatever you want me to do.
855-839-1210. We're not going to do this until, like, 9:30. Okay. But if you want to call in, you think you can beat Kale in Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl trivia.
Okay.
855-839-1210. For a $50 gift card to Gallo's, a seafood restaurant, and Harv's Burger Bar.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't decided. Should you leave the studio? I'll ask the questions.
I just might leave in general.
And then see if you can beat that person or if you want to go head-to-head.
I mean, it's nice to have a little confrontation, a little adversarial intensity to the broadcast.
Dawn, which one would you like?
Why don't you ask the YouTube audience?
YouTube audience. Dawn is putting it out to a vote since we're the most benevolent radio show on the air. What do you think? Should Nick leave the studio and the caller should... Then we'll ask the caller questions. Then Nick comes back and he tries to beat the caller. Or should they just go head-to-head?
How many questions do you have?
I have 10.
Okay. I mean,
and it's all Eagles Super Bowl trivia, and it's multiple choice. So if you're saying, "Well, I don't know that much," it's multiple choice. So the least you can do is guess.
Yeah, you have what is there? 4 answers for each, 4 possible options.
Yeah,
and you have a 25% chance.
Yeah,
and you have a better chance than Kamala Harris of ever winning the election again.
should Nick leave studio during trivia?
Yes. Should I just leave in general and be replaced?
I hate to see what the YouTube... Because they're brutal on us, dude. They're brutal.
If it ain't rough, it ain't rough.
Should Nick leave so far 60%? Well, it's 60-40. 61-38.
Yes, I should.
Yeah.
Okay, I have no problem.
57-43 now. All right.
I can hang down in the studio with Phil.
Dolly writes in, go head-to-head. It's more fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, you like conflict.
I do.
It's head-to-head.
Yeah. All right, this is we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing this soon. So if you know Eagles Super Bowl trivia for a $50 gift card, 855-839-1210. So yesterday, this is amazing to me. Maybe this was the other night. Scott Jennings on CNN.
Oh, he's great.
He requested a compilation showcasing Democrats in disarray. So what you'll see in this video is him on with Abby Phillip, and he's like, I just want to see a compilation of all these Democrats losing their mind. Well, the internet always has receipts, and it always comes through in these situations. So
unlike CNN.
They have, CNN didn't do this. Internet did. Right. So it's him requesting this, and then the internet doing it. We played a lot of these clips yesterday outside of Doge, where they were protesting Elon Musk. Roll it, Phil.
I think the highlight reel that you just played, spliced with the highlight reel of all the people trying to run the Democratic National Committee at their organizational meeting, ought to be put together, and we ought to take money from the Republican National Committee and play it on a loop. Ladies and gentlemen, the American left is so far off the rails, they're going to have to get Google Maps to find their way back. They are way gone right now, and it's glorious.
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your asses, and we are going to make sure...
On your feet.
We're going to make sure you understand what democracy looks like. This ain't it.
Una mexicana sí se puede.
Se puede.
Yeah, what she said.
And we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will win.
The internet is just amazing.
We will win. We will win.
We're going to we're finding out ways to expedite this. Because of our gender balance provisions on this next ballot, you will be able to vote for 2 candidates of any gender on the next ballot. Okay? So So on this next ballot, you will be able to vote for two candidates of any gender on the next ballot.
Can you repeat that?
If two candidates receive...
Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby! You are in this next ballot where you have two votes. As the chair has said, you may vote for two males, two females, two of any gender.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine.
This is why I'm not going to be able to preach, because I probably won't be able to stop cussing.
You yeah. could vote for one of any gender, okay?
No, non-binary gender.
She doesn't even know. Like,
okay?
Sit down.
Not one libertarian in America voted for Elon Musk. Damn, not one vegetarian in America voted for Elon Musk.
I have a show of hands. How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat?
Oh. Every single hand goes up. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every hand goes up in the, there you go.
You know, I looked this up yesterday. You know, Jasmine Crockett, she's like belittling white people that are average. You know, she attended a $20,000 a year private high school.
What?
Yeah. She's another fraud. She's another fraud playing a character.
Yep.
Just like AOC, and Dawn, I know you said yesterday you believe she's intelligent. She's playing to her base, and that's what all these clowns in politics, on both sides, by the way, that's what they do. They pander to their base, and I'm assuming Jasmine Crockett's district buys into that and eats it all up, and that's how she gets reelected. But we've seen a lot of these squad Dems lose reelection.
Yep.
Jamal Bowman, there's a few, I think two or three have lost. AOC won reelection. So I think the quicker we can eradicate these nut jobs, actually, I take that back. I want them to stay in because I think they show us how really unhinged they've become.
Yep.
That is a very unstable bunch. And I don't know that there's anybody more unstable than Liz Warren. I mean, she might be the peak Webster's dictionary visual definition of raging Karen.
I don't know, Schumer holding hands with Maxine Waters.
He's just a clown show at this point. He's a character of himself.
It's hard to choose.
Right?
Even Democrats are like, maybe you shouldn't represent us. Yeah, you know, cringe. maybe it's a little cringe, dude. Like, we're trying to, you know, like, he's just so awkward.
And again, I go back to, you know, with term limits, we need them.
Yeah.
But say what you want, and I think we've all kind of echoed this about Nancy Pelosi. Say what you want about her, but she knows how to play the game and she's lasted a long time. Same thing applies to Schumer.
Yeah.
But eventually you become like a cartoon caricature of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Schumer's at the point now where he's stuck around in the game so long that you view him as a joke.
Yep.
I really do.
By the way, I want to see, we'll get back to the cuts in 1 second. I want to see where the poll is right now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to vote on this. On the trivia questions that we're going to do in just a little bit, should Nick leave the studio during trivia? Like, we're going to ask the caller the questions. They're going to answer all of them. And then we're going to see if Nick can beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's 54% say yes.
Okay.
So are we going to do the benevolent dictatorship? And
I'll leave, and then when I come back in, just tell me how many of the caller got correct and what number I know I need to beat.
No.
Why not?
That's not how that works.
We'll say, hey, Bob got 6 out of 10. You need 7 to get the correct. And I'm not eligible for the gift card, by the way.
No.
So maybe we just... still give somebody the gift card anyway?
Well, yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they want to, even if you don't win.
Yeah.
How about this? Even if you don't win, we might still give you the gift card.
Yeah.
855-839-1210.
Now, are we going to put a clock on this?
No.
Okay.
No,
can I pass and come back if I don't know?
No.
Okay.
Can you do a lifeline to a friend?
Can Dawn be Vanna White? And
can I buy a vowel?
And show us the numbers. Show us your numbers, Toots.
Jump on me. Go. That's what we do here.
Cut 12 here, Phil. This is Mexico has been begun to deploy troops to guard the U.S. border. This video is courtesy of ABC 10, I believe, out of San Diego. Roll it.
Just before 9:30 Tuesday morning, 250 Mexican National Guard troops arrived in Tijuana. This video from our reporting partners, Televisa. A few hours later, after noon, another plane with another 250 military personnel. Their arrival at Air Force Base No. 12 in Tijuana, a base just south of the border between the two U.S. ports of entry.
If they want to play the game, I don't mind. We can play the game all they want.
The troops' arrival comes just a day after President Trump announced a pause to the 25% tariffs on Mexico.
There you go.
I mean, look, this was part of the agreement, whether it was Trump with Trudeau at the north border with Canada or at our southern border with Mexico and Claudia Sheinbaum. That was the agreement. Thousands of troops. And I think the number of American troops is less than that. But now you look at both Mexico, the United States, as well as Border Patrol. They got this thing sealed up pretty tight. I think Bill Malusian 2 days ago, I was going to get to this on the day that we had the story where NBC was reporting that some that have been detained are being re-released. Malusian had some stats. I think it was like only 400 encounters that day, which was the lowest on record in a handful of years, essentially showing you that, now granted the numbers fluctuate on a day-to-day basis, but showing the impact of the presence to deter these people from even approaching.
Looking at the, yeah, we're still at 57:43. Yeah. So it looks like you're going to leave the studio, Cal. So
some of you are getting a temporary wish.
Well, that's what I mean. The YouTube chat is going to love this because on any given day, yesterday they hated me. Today they'll probably hate you. Never hate Dawn.
No,
never.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's fine. I love it though. I created this whole YouTube thing to let people. You know, there's a lot of radio hosts that have thin skins that wouldn't be able to take criticism. Right? Like, bring it all on. As long as you're listening, I don't care. You could hate me, whatever you want to do. You could wish death upon me. Like, it's fine. Like,
One day you will craft the perfect show. Until then, you have Kale and Company.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nick Kale. Okay. This is the woman with Tourette's. What's the name of the show, Kale?
Balin. Her name is Balin, and it's,
it's on TLC,
yes,
right?
It is amazing.
For those of you who, those snowflakes who thought that we were making fun of this girl last time, we certainly are not. I actually said I would like to marry her because I think it's hysterical and hilarious. And by the way, super honest too. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're,
Gregory, when she's intimate, she does not do that. And yeah, so if you're looking for a thrill, that's the wrong chick.
If you're not doing a good job, she's going to let you know it.
When she's mostly relaxed, she does not have the tics.
Yeah. Get out of the way. I can do this myself.
Could you imagine if she just kicked you right out of the bed? That'd one be leg just kapoosh.
It'd be amazing.
Go flying into the dresser.
This is the video. You can see this on YouTube. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. And she goes after Joe Biden.
Yes, folks. If you haven't watched this show or you don't like it, you will after this clip.
Roll it, Phil.
It is like the perfect place to be, at least for me.
Is that her boyfriend? All right, mm-hmm. Stop.
That's he's a vet. He's in the military. He's in the Air Force, I believe.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
We should get him on the veteran spotlight.
I would interview this girl.
Yeah. We should get her in.
Yeah.
Do we have any producers on this show that actually book guests?
We don't do guests.
So but usually it comes from Greg or I. I don't know. The two guys in the back, I mean, can you expand your repertoire?
Yep.
Can we book a guest? I mean, I know we're caught up in music and movies and flexing on our knowledge and talking about things nobody cares about, like the New York stinking Jets. Can we book a guest?
Technically, Phil's not a producer. He's a video producer.
He's a video producer.
Robot Speed 989 says, Greg really is the ultimate corporate shill. Hate me. Turn your radio on and leave the room. Just give me them ratings.
That's right.
Amen. I'm a capitalist and a corporate whore. Actually, I would give this girl an hour on the radio. Like she can host the 9 o'clock hour.
Hell, you've given me 4 hours.
You and Dawn will leave and just let her. I mean, somebody's gonna have to be on the dumb button.
Yeah.
But all right, roll this, please.
It is like the perfect place to be, at least for me. because Joe Biden lives in the White House. There's vaginas hanging from the White House. Joe Biden's buried in my backyard after snorting cocaine during the Revolutionary War of 1812. God damn. Mouthful. I have no idea where this tick came from, but I can promise you I have no idea what the president's activities are or where he's buried. And he's still alive. So that's good.
Oh my God, this girl is amazing.
Can I, Jimmy Kelly, I need the goddamn on the board.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Joe Biden's doing coke from the Revolutionary War. That is one of the greatest outbursts I've ever seen. I needed an F-bomb in there.
She, by the way, like I know she's super young and she looks super young. She's of age though, right? She's like
22, I think.
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh, she's very cute. Yeah.
Can we roll this one more time, Phil? I'm sorry.
It is like the perfect place to be, at least for me. Because Joe Biden lives in the White House.
No, he doesn't.
There's vaginas hanging from the White House. Joe Biden's buried in my backyard after snorting cocaine during the Revolutionary War of 1812. God damn. Mouthful, literally. I have no idea where this tick came from, but I can promise you I have no idea what the president's activities are or where he's buried. And he's still alive.
For now.
So that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. She's the best.
When were vaginas hanging from the White House? Was that on Easter when the Easter Bunny was twerking for the drag show?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good thought.
I mean, if there's any factual basis to
because
her.
We know all those women with the hats, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to keep saying the word, but we know the women with the hats. There we go.
So they're not hanging or sagging vaginas.
I said we don't have to keep saying the word.
It's not a hanging Chad.
Okay.
It's not a hanging Chad.
Chad,
we fixed that problem 25 years ago.
It's very clinical.
By the way, on a side note, guy talk here. Well, I mean, Dawn as well. Although Dawn might be triggered by this. So what happens if you are in this situation? So her boyfriend, I believe his name's Riley as well. That might be AOC's ex-boyfriend that was in the Instagram hostage video.
It's her fiance, right?
Yeah. So let's say you went out with Balin.
Protect her at all costs.
Yes.
I agree.
She's a national treasure.
I agree, Soggy Donuts.
Yeah, her and John Kennedy. We're going to get those two together for a pint in politics. what would you do if you, like, you know, you created this relationship, you were talking with her, I don't know, you met Balin on an app, right?
Yeah.
And you go out and you think she's beautiful and then she has that first tick. Is that a deal breaker? Because for Riley, he loves it.
It's
so
amazing.
Kudos to him for sticking with her.
It is, you know, I'm not the most religious guy on the show, but like, I believe it's a gift from God. To like people, like it's like
to give zero F's.
It's like autism. You know what I mean? Like that's a gift from God where like you can just nobody is more honest than those people.
Yeah.
Nobody is more honest. So I'm all for it.
I think she's cute.
I do.
Borderline hot.
Yep. I agree. We should break.
Nick's easily turned on.
My hormones from 6 to 10 are out of control.
By the way,
what politics does to me, baby.
By the way, we have some callers lined up already, it looks like, right?
Yep, we have a couple, yep.
So call in 855-839-1210 if you want to nail the Kale. Yes, we know what we're doing. We're spoofing that other show down the hall.
Yes.
We know what we're doing.
Yes.
And
I've already established that I've mastered the sports domain. That's why I'm here. And I've pretty much conquered this industry as well.
Oh, stop.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll do music in a couple of years.
So the trivia is Eagles Super Bowl trivia.
Yeah.
If you can get more answers correct than Kale, you will get the $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Restaurant and Harv's Burger Bar. $50 gift card. All you have to do is get more answers correct than Kale, and they are multiple choice. So line up now, 855-839-1210.
Now, do you want me to come back from the break and then go into the...
No, I want you to, Jimmy Kelly, make sure that you have everybody's lined up, their phone numbers in case they drop for whatever reason. We'll come back, we'll do a big three, and then we'll do your trivia.
Okay, but you want me out of the studio from now until I come back in? Or do you want me to come back and toss the Dawn?
No, we're going to do the big three.
I'm just making sure I've got all the informatics here. No, I don't. I have no idea. You got to fire me. 855-839-1210. All we have trivia. We have news. We have a lot more. It's Kale and Company. I'm actually getting nervous right now. Can you hear it in the voice? I'm getting a little verklempt. We're back after this.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a Dawn Stenzel on Big 3 at 928.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. We're getting some new details from the courts on a former buddy, aide of Barack Obama, who's a pedophile busted big time in an undercover sting operation. Police say 47-year-old Rami Shai of New Jersey planned his perverted trip for a month before flying to the UK to rape a 9-year-old child. This guy, identified as an investment banker who helped coordinate the U.S. government's counter-terror response under the Obama administration. Yeah, this guy spending 30 days at least planning the trip, according to authorities, packed up his suitcase with cuddly toys and condoms. This 47-year-old guy.
So his name is Rami Shai?
Yes.
So, hey, Rami, since you were going to have adult relations with a girl my daughter's age, just so you know, when you go to the joint, the prisoners that will be welcoming you, they will not be shy. Pun intended.
Oh, God, this guy.
Sick. If, this is sick.
Can I, do I still have to say alleged is...
No, he's convicted.
Okay, good, good.
They just sentenced him yesterday.
Death penalty? No, firing squad? Oh, what? No?
No, 11 years, 6 months. That's the...
11 years?
11 years.
Yeah, no, you must be kidding me.
He won't get out alive. They'll have to keep him in a separate population.
Now, here's the thing. So according to all the court records here, and this is in the UK that he's sentenced. So this was a sting operation where actually he thought he was going to meet Debbie, the little girl's grandmother, who they had been, you know, through emails and so on and so forth, and sending pictures of the 9-year-old girl who he was going to be raping, etc.
This is like the Chris Hansen To Catch a Predator trap.
But that's what they were waiting for him.
Good. I love it.
So thank God.
Get these people off the street and off the internet.
Yep. So 11 and a half years. There we have it. Boom. Number two, I'll go to this one. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we've been talking a lot about his big, you know, first news conference, first meeting with between President Trump and the first world leader to be invited by Trump yesterday. Well, the Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi, as he's known, he came with gifts. Mm. And among the gifts that he gave to President Trump, a golden pager.
Wow.
In a nod to those attacks, remember that, where the terrorist enemies had pagers, but then they started exploding?
Still one of the most badass things I've ever seen done. That is just awesome.
Yeah, so those exploding pagers killed more than 30 people, injured many others, but Trump got a little replica of a golden pager.
So I remember the day. I remember back in the day I had a teal Motorola pager.
Teal?
Yeah.
Like Eagles teal?
Yeah, like a midnight teal type. Yeah, I had a, back in the day.
Very cool.
I was so obsessed. I was like, Mom, can I get a pager, please?
Number three, I'll say, because we talked about Pam Bondi as she's now looking at sanctuary cities. We're waiting to see if Philadelphia, especially because council meets today, will they have a reaction to federal funding being cut off to sanctuary cities like Philadelphia? What will the reaction be there? But also, Bondi ordering a review of the federal prosecution of one Donald J. Trump. So she unveiled about 14 different directives. And this is one of them, reviewing Jack Smith, reviewing the J6, what she has called the unethical prosecutions.
Did you mention the retrieval or the classified documents part? I saw that the classified documents he's actually going to regain possession of.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all part of all of this. Mm-hmm. So she didn't waste any. I mean, this was within an hour or two of her being sworn in and didn't waste any time, obviously, designating all of these different directives. And it's called the Weaponization Working Group. That's the creation of this task force looking into that specific piece of it. We're sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Unlock your savings potential. First Harvest Credit Union growth savings account. You can earn as high as 3.25% annual percentage yield. Just visit firstharvestcu.com/growth savings for all the details. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union, for sponsoring Big Three.
All right, we're going to do Nail the Kale now.
Should I head down to my soundproof studio?
First, what I need from you is to tell us who the 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by.
Of course. Hey, the 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group.
Thank you.
Purchase the all-new Acura ZDX with an incredible 0% financing for 72 months, plus complimentary charging bundles. Visit Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, or Westchester. Shop online, PiazzaAcura.com. Now, I'm going to come down to Phil's studio, so Phil, make sure we kill the sound.
No, I don't think you can, because he's watching it.
So where do you want me to go?
Going to
Jimmy Kelly's studio?
No, you know that that big
little conference room?
That conference room over there.
Yeah, you want to text me when it's time for me to come back in?
Well, we're going to take a break between the two.
We'll pace you.
Come get me.
I'm going to start with Dennis in Mayfair.
I'm going to go sip my tea.
All right. See you, Kale. All right,
time.
Dawn, are we ready for this?
Yep, we're ready, baby.
From Odyssey World Headquarters, where the Christmas tree is still standing, and we're not just giving away tchotchkes and keychains, we're giving away the good stuff, a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar.
There we go.
You can nail the kale. Here's your host, Nick Kale.
That's not Nick Kale, it's me.
It's Greg Stalker.
Dennis in Mayfair, what's up, Dennis? Dennis,
how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Hi. I'm good.
Good, good. You think you can do some Super Bowl trivia and beat Kale?
I think I can, sure.
All right, here. Let's start with, hang on, let me just get the music here. Let me get the music bed, Dawn Stenslin.
Woohoo!
There we go.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
There we go. Question number one, Dennis and Mayfair. After Jason Kelce snapped it, who was the first person to touch the football on the Philly special? Was it Corey Clement, Alshon Jeffrey, Nick Foles, or Trey Burton?
Oh, gosh. Jeffries. Jeffrey.
Which Eagles quarterback threw for the fewest yards in the Super Bowl? Was that Nick Foles, Donovan McNabb, Jalen Hurts, or Ron Jaworski?
Oof. Wow. Jaworski.
How many members of the current Eagles roster were also on the team that won Super Bowl L2, which is, what's L2, Dawn?
12?
No, I don't know.
No.
Is it 3, is it 4, is it 5, or is it 6?
3.
Which of these tight ends never played in the Super Bowl with the Eagles? Was that LJ Smith, Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, or Chad Lewis?
Brent Celek.
Just to be fair, L2 is 52, and we're coming up on 59.
Yeah, it was the last Super Bowl the Eagles won.
Right.
Played it, yeah. A.J. Brown couldn't have made it to two Super Bowls without the help of his favorite book, Inner Excellence. What is the author's name? Is it Joe McKay, Jerry Maguire, Jim Murphy, or John McClane?
McKay.
Okay. All right. Dennis in
Wait, what were the names of Inner Excellence?
Joe Mackey, Joe McKay, Jerry Maguire, Jim Murphy, or John McClane. Those are that. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go down and get Kale. He's going to answer the same questions, and the answers to these questions will be determined when we come back.
Dun, dun, dun.
So hang on there. Hang on there. Don't go anywhere, Dennis, okay? Hang on there. Dawn, you want to do this here? How did Nick Kale know to...
Jimmy went and got him.
Oh, okay. Jimmy went and got him. All right, Kale, we're going to break here.
Phil just came out and grabbed me.
Oh, Phil did.
We're going to break here, and on the other side, you will answer these same questions.
I spilled a little tea on my lap when I was out there.
A story.
Let's take a little break. Let's take a little break, and we'll be back after this.
All right, it's Kale and Company. Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Where the Christmas tree is still standing, and we're not just giving away tchotchkes and keychains, we're giving away the good stuff. A $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar if you can nail the kale. And here's your host, Nick Kale.
I'm just the contestant.
He's just the contestant.
Stalker, you are the MC.
All right, so right now we have Dennis from Mayfair who is playing against you. And by the way, I didn't give the answers because just in case you were cheating and listening, I didn't want to give the answers. Dennis only got one correct. So do you think you can beat one?
Out of 10?
No, we did 5.
Yeah, I think I can beat
him. All right. Are you ready, Nick Kale?
I think I can handle this.
After Jason Kelce snapped it, who was the first person to touch the football on the Philly special? Was it Corey Clement, Alshon Jeffries, Nick Foles, or Trey Burton?
Trey Burton threw it to Nick Foles, but was he the first to touch it? I think he got it from Corey Clement.
Are you stupid or something?
Yes, it was.
Is that correct?
It was.
I'm trying to revisit and picture the play itself. Yes.
So you just need one more here. Which quarterback threw for the fewest yards in the Super Bowl? Was it Nick Foles, Donovan McNabb, Jalen Hurts, or Ron Jaworski?
It's either Jalen or Jaws. McNabb had 300 plus yards, but he threw a bunch of picks.
Jesus.
Puked everywhere. Boy, that Eagles-Chiefs one was not pretty for Jalen. Jaws against the Raiders in 81. Sorry, I'm just dancing around. You're making this interesting for you guys. Like, I actually have to think. Do you want me to buzz in what I know, or should I build up the suspense?
Just tell us.
Let's go Jalen Hurts.
Dennis said answer like fast.
Let's go Jalen Hurts.
That is incorrect.
It's Jaws. Okay.
How many members of the current Eagles roster were also on the team that won Super Bowl 52? Is it 3, 4, 5, or 6?
I gave you this when we were talking about going to the White House. I should know this. It was Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Jake Elliott, the long 4.
Yes, Nick Kale, you are correct.
Woo!
Dennis in Mayfair, I'm sorry, my friend, you don't win. However, let's do Bob and Drexel Hill.
Okay.
Bob and Drexel Hill, are you there, pal?
Dennis gets nothing because he had to do it fast.
Yeah. It's okay. Am I supposed to leave
here
again,
Greg,
now? Should I leave?
No.
It's okay. I'm going to ask, we're going to go head to head.
Okay.
Because we don't have that much time.
Okay.
Buzz in or just yell it out whenever you, actually, no, I'm going to ask
alternative questions.
I'm going to ask, yes, I'm going to ask one of each of you.
Uh-huh.
This is, Bob and Drexel Hill, right, Bob?
Yes, right. I'm about to find out how much I don't know about the Eagles.
All right. Are you ready for this? Which of these tight ends never played in the Super Bowl with the Eagles? This is for Bob. LJ Smith, Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, or Chad Lewis?
Chad Lewis.
That is correct, sir. Wow, look at you. So then, I guess he keeps going then, right?
Sure.
Sure.
I'm glad we thought about this in advance.
All right, Bob and Drexel Hill. A.J. Brown couldn't have made it to 2 Super Bowls without the help of his favorite book, Inner Excellence. What is the author's name? Is it Joe McKay, Jerry Maguire, Jim Murphy, or John McClane?
Jim Murphy.
That is correct.
Woo!
Wow, 2.
That's not a Super Bowl question. That's a book question.
What? AJ bought the book.
I
did too.
I'm throwing the challenge flag here.
Which Eagles player has rushed for the most yards in the Super Bowl? This is again Bob and Drexel Hill. Jalen Hurts, Wilbert Montgomery, LeGarrette Blount, or Brian Westbrook?
LeGarrette Blount.
Wow, my lord. Look at this guy.
Woo!
3 for 3.
Did Bob say he's going to show how much he doesn't know?
Yes.
He's got everything answered.
He's got everything correct.
Wow.
Bob, you're going to keep going, and Kale might I don't know what to do if Bob wins this.
Yeah.
Who was the first Eagles player to score a touchdown in a Super Bowl? Was that Charlie Smith, Wilbur Montgomery, Keith Krepfel, or Harold Carmichael?
It's pronounced Keith Krepfley, and it was Charlie Smith.
That is in that is incorrect.
Oh.
It was Keith Krepfley.
Yeah, see, he got cocky with the pronunciation.
All right, let's keep going with Kale here.
All right, so he's got three, correct?
He's got three, and he's going to get the tickets because I think there's only three.
Yeah.
There's only two more.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I can even beat Bob anyway.
There's only two more questions, but we might as well go through them.
Okay.
Only three Eagles players have recorded 100 or more receiving yards in a Super Bowl. Which of these players did not? Is that Devontae Smith, Terrell Owens, A.J. Brown, or Corey Clement?
Corey Clement. Receiving yards?
Only three Eagles players have recorded 100 or more receiving yards in a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Which of these players did not?
Did not. I would have thought it was the running back. Wow. That's a tough one.
The answer is?
Devontae Smith.
Bob, would you like to take this?
Give me the answers again, please.
Devontae Smith, Terrell Owens, A.J. Brown, Corey Clement.
Terrell Owens.
No, T.O. did it on the broken leg.
It's
one of the current guys, then.
The Eagles, I'm going to go with Kale here. The Eagles are trying to prevent the first Super Bowl three-peat on Sunday. Which NFL team was the last to win three championships in a row? Hint, their first championship came before there was a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's either the Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers, or Baltimore Colts.
Well, the Packers won the first two Super Bowls, so I'll say Green Bay.
That's it. That's correct. One more. This is for you, Kale. By the way, Bob and Drexel Hill, you will win the
nice work, Bobby. Yeah, very good.
Who was the last Eagle players to touch the ball in Super Bowl 52? Was it Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, or Jack Stoll?
That's really random. It's so random, I'll just say the random name, Jack Stoll.
Nope, it's Jalen Hurts.
All right, I only got two. So, Bob, you won anyway.
Bob and Drexel Hill, congratulations, my friend.
Woo! Yeah.
We're going to be doing this again tomorrow, by the way. So, yeah. Bob, I don't know if you want to, since you're a ringer, if you want to call back.
He's good.
He's the defending champ.
Yeah.
It's like Jeopardy. He's like Ken Jennings.
I don't really know how to put him on hold here.
Do it right there. There we go. He's on hold.
All right, thank you, Bob.
How about that? Nice work out of Bob.
Phil,
he nailed the Kale.
Phil, why don't you come in here?
Yeah. Come on in here, Phil, and let's do a little music. See, this is why I don't do sports anymore. I only go 2 for 3 or 1 for 2.
Well, some of those were, I don't know, they were worded kind of.
You got to be paying attention. No doubt about it. All right, nice work out of Bob and Drexel Hill. So you've got the $50 gift card, and we have one more tomorrow. We should do like a little three-way. Myself, Bob, and another. See if anybody can unseat Bob.
No three-ways.
I'm not getting involved in that.
All right, that's fine. All right, without further ado, at 9:50, he's giggling. He's ready to go. It's time for Today in Music History with Phil Unquist.
On this day in music history. Music history. History on Kale & Company.
Today, February 6th, we celebrate the birthdays of Rick Astley, who's 59, Axl Rose from GNR, who's 63, and Simon Phillips from Toto, among others, who's now 68. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Richie Hayward from Little Feet, Bob Marley, and Gord Downie from The Tragically Hip. We also lost Gary Moore on this day in 2011. Six Coup de Tout Le Monde by Megadeth in 95, A Past and Future Secret by Blind Guardian also in 95, and Shot in the Dark by Ozzy in 86. Aldecude Hughes Turner Project in 2002, Sparkle in the Rain by Simple Minds in 84, Empire by Jefferson Starship in 78, and James Taylor's debut in the UK in 68. Also in 88, Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals peaks at number 2. In 2001, Don Felder is fired from the Eagles. In 82, Centerfold by Jay Giles Band hits number 1. In 87, the movie Light of Day starring Joan Jett and Michael J. Fox premieres in theaters. In 65, the Stones' second album starts a 3-week run at number 1 on the UK chart. In 84, the Talking Heads play their final show. In 71, Neil Young records the song Old Man. And on this day in 2018, Ozzy announced his No More Tours 2 tour. Billed as its final global solo tour. Yes, of course, I saw that. that tour in Allentown, Stone Sour opened. And lastly, since AC/DC played a prominent role of today's show, coming to the Keswick on Saturday, February 22nd, is the AC/DC cover band, Dirty Deeds. By the way, they're really good. Follow Kale and Company. I'm Phil Umquist.
Tremendous. Tremendous work again from Phil Umquist. Nice work, Philip. All right, Dawn is coming up in about 7 minutes. We find out what she has for the top of the hour.
Oh, we have so much. We'll find out. There's so much Trump news, but as far as Donald J. Trump, he is honoring someone. It's a very special day, February 6th, not just because it's the deadline for those federal workers to say whether or not they'll take the buyout, but there's another significance to today, February 6th, and how President Trump is paying tribute to a former great president. So we'll talk about that. 10:30, we've got Beth Ann Rossica, our local education specialist and expert and suburban mom. She's going to talk about, we'll talk about all of the national ratings, how that relates to here, school choice, and the legislation, brand new legislation with the ACE Acts and what that means for you. So we've got all of that moving forward. 11 o'clock hour. We're jam packed. We'll talk about Pam Bondi. You're going to hear all about Bondi. Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
And we'll have our resident police woman sound off on all of this, what it means, and especially with regard to Philadelphia. And we'll take you inside.
Dawn is up next, as John Fetterman would say.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.